The fourth principle is specialized knowledge. It's here that I think Napoleon Hill makes a very important point. Knowledge is power only to the extent that it's organized into a definite plan of action and directed to a definite end. To quote directly, "Before you can be sure of your ability to transmute desire into its monetary equivalent, you will require specialized knowledge of the service, merchandise, or profession which you intend to offer in return for fortune. Perhaps you may need much more specialized knowledge than you have the ability or the inclination to acquire. And if this should be true, you may bridge your weakness through the aid of others. More on this later. But for now, realize that you must learn all you can about your specialty. Set aside a definite time every day for learning more about what it is you do for a living. Take the courses that are offered on your subject and associate with men who know your business well. The fifth of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich principles is imagination. The imagination is literally the workshop wherein are fashioned all plans created by man. The impulse, the desire, is given shape, form, and action through the aid of the imaginative faculty of the mind. It's been said that man can create anything he can imagine. As Napoleon Hill teaches, whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe, it can achieve.